The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 5th of May. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says their Champions League progress is not just down to money. The Premier League champions-elect reached the first European final in 51 years last night with a 2-0 victory at home to Paris Saint-Germain. Riyad Mahrez scored twice at the Etihad Stadium as City completed a 4-1 aggregate victory. PSG's cause was not helped by the second-half dismissal of Angel Di Maria. Here is Guardiola now.
We won a team like knockout Barcelona and Bayern Munich, and 4-1 at the end. We struggled a lot the first half, a lot, because we could press, we wanted to press, but we were not able to do it. In the second half, we were narrow from outside. We would jump for the people inside, and we were much, much, much better, and an incredible, huge victory for us.
City will discover who they'll be playing in Istanbul tonight. Chelsea and Real Madrid resume hostilities at Stamford Bridge, tied at a goal apiece from last week's first leg. Sergio Ramos is back for Real, but Chelsea will be without the injured Mateo Kovacic. Kick-off is at 8 o'clock. The president and former teammates reunited in tribute to Adam McLaughlin last night. The former Republic of Ireland midfielder has died at the age of just 54. He scored the goal in Belfast that qualified the national team for the 1994 World Cup. Michael D. Higgins says those who remember the Charlton and McCarthy eras will be saddened by McLaughlin's passing. Former captain Andy Townsend was in touch with Alan only recently.
But when I spoke to him 4 or 5 weeks ago, as I said, I wasn't totally aware just how poorly he was, bless him. And you know, he was great. He spoke very honestly, courageously, and openly, and very typical of him. You know, he still had time for a little laugh and a joke. But he knew himself that he faced an almighty challenge to try and get over this. Yeah. And it's so sad that on this occasion he was unable to do it. But a great man, a great lad, and just a lovely unaffected guy to be around you and to be part of the team. He was he really was a smashing guy, and he'll be very, very sadly missed.
The Taoiseach says he hopes to see the return of supporters trialled at Irish sporting venues this summer. Micheál Martin says test events for outdoor sports could take place as early as July. However, it's unlikely professional boxing will be able to take place in the country anytime soon. The Regency Hotel shooting has left the professional sport in a state of paralysis due to security issues. And the Taoiseach says, unfortunately, that's unlikely to change in the near future. He was also asked by presenter Joe Molloy on the show about Ireland's poor PE performance, especially in primary schools.
But you will need that structured kind of PE input at primary level and additional hours as well to get the kind of to up our performance in respect of that. And I think one of the great negatives of our performance has been our focus on the sports thing side of PE and on the game, so to speak, to the neglect of the wider aspects of physical development. Fitness, linked into nutrition and well-being. I've met Neil Moyne, I've discussed this with him, particularly at second level, and his ideas around that and education more generally. His view, I think, he had a view generally that you should combine it into a sort of a sports science or, you know, type of program at second level, for example, where you combine a number of disciplines in terms of people's appreciations of the multidisciplinary nature of a lot of this. But at primary level, I get your point, yeah.
There's an 8-race card at Goran Park today, the first off there at 4:25. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan this morning, we're speaking to David Myler, Sean O'Sullivan, Charlene Maudsley, Chris O'Donnell and Neil Tracy. Then tonight, it's Wednesday night rugby and we're speaking to Dan McDonnell on football. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.